The first case of the Mishnah talking about. The first case is again a Pesach Shachtu Shmei L'Shmoi. You shechted your korban Pesach on Shabbos Shmei L'Shmoi. We say Yichayim. But my haskinim, Ilayim Betoya. If the person is making a mistake, that what he thinks, like Rashi wants to say, he thinks you're allowed to shech the korban Pesach for a shomim. That's what he thought. Betoya, you made a mistake. Rashi Kisavash Novker Kisavush Uzevachacher. He thought this korban is really a shomim. That's what he thought. So he's shechting the korban pesach now, and he's saying now there should be a shlomim. Why is he saying it's a shlomim? Not because he wants to take off the kedushas pesach from this. If he would know it's a pesach, he wouldn't say that. Just he thought this is a shlomim. That's what he's doing. If that's the case, Arbizoy shamat minof. Now you have a big raya that akira betoy is heavy akira, and that's a big machlokes. It means akzadrashi shamat minof midatoni chayiv alma posalu akira betoy. You didn't have in your mind to really take off the Shem Pesach from this korban. Still, have yakiro kaike midas. It's as if you do have in mind, and you're saying the korban is possum. That's why you chayiv. That is as far to say, really this korban is a korban Pesach. And you're shechting it now in Erev Pesach. So really it's as far to say the korban is kosher. You have in mind now, because you think it's a shlomim. That's all. So that's a toy. You're making a mistake. That's not called an akira. You want to tell me no? Still, it's called an akira. Therefore, it's considered this korban pesach is possible for pesach. That's why you chayiv. So, more saying that's a tremendous chiddush because it's a machlokes in Gemara Menachos, and we hold not like that. That akira b'toyes is not called an akira. So, more says no. Elo boiker. Havad at the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about the person knows that it's a korban pesach, and he has in mind to be oikir to take off the shame pesach to shechtel the shame shlomim. That's what he has in mind to do. And it's like Rashi says, the person thought you're allowed to do it. He thought you're allowed to take a korban pesach and shechted l'shem ishlam. That's what he thought. And still, that here you're chayiv, because l'maisi you're not allowed to do it, and it's not called a mitzvah, it's called an aveira, because the korban pesach is possible. What does the sefer of the Mishnah say? B'shar kol azvachim, any other korbanos, sheshochton l'shem pesach. If you shechted the korban shlamin, l'shem a korban pesach, it depends. In Einam Ruyin, if it's a bokor, or it's 2 years old, or in a keva, that's not Ruy for Korban Pesach, then Chayiv. Then Pshit Yechayiv. Because you can't say you're Toyib Dva Mitzvah. Because you know clearly you can't bring in a keva for a Korban Pesach. What about Im Ruyin Hein? What about if it's a male lamb that's only 1 year old, even though it's a Shlamin, but really it could have been a Korban Pesach? Then we say Yab Leza Mechayiv, Leza says Yechayiv Echatis, Yab Shua Poiter. Now, V-Boiker, if we're talking about now, you have in mind to be accurate from a Korban Shlomim to a Korban Pesach. In other words, you know what it is. You know really it's a Korban Shlomim. But you're taking it with your das to say, I want it to become a Korban Pesach. Or Bezoi, it's Shver. Mali Ruyin, Mali Shena Ruyin. What's the difference whether it could have been a Korban Pesach or not a Korban Pesach? Even if it's a lamb, 1 year old and a male, but we're talking about now, you're telling me now that the person knows it's a Korban Shlomim. Even though he knows it's a shlomim, he wants to do it the Shem Pesach. So, l'chura, that's not called toyeh b'dva mitzvah. He knows clearly it's a korban shlomim. And you can't make a shlomim for korban Pesach. So why did the Yeshua say you put it in? Eli, you have to say, pshita b'toyeh. Avada, the safest told him we made a mistake. In other words, he thinks this lamb is a korban Pesach. That's what he thinks it is. And he's bringing it down there with Pesach because he really thinks he's doing a mitzvah. And the way he thinks, if he would do it that way, it would be a mitzvah. Just he's making a mistake. He forgot that this is a korban shlomim. He thinks it's a korban pesach. So really what he's doing is what you're supposed to do. He thinks it's a korban pesach, and if it would have been, you'd be allowed to do that. That's why Yeshua holds your potter. Ibazoi, Sibisamadna, Reisha Boika, the Reisha is talking about, well, you know what you're doing. You know it's a korban pesach, and you have a mind to do a korban shlomim out of it. The Sefer B'Toyim, and the Sefer telling me, no, he doesn't know what it is. He thinks it's a korban pesach, but really it's a korban shlomim. Om ravavin enoch nami in. Yes, that's what you have to say. Pshat now mishnah. I'll tell you, reisha boiker. The reisha the mishnah is talking about where he was oiker, where he knew exactly what it was. He knew clearly it was a korban pesach, and still he has in mind to do it l'shem shlomim. That you're not allowed to do, and that's not called you doing a mitzvah. Then you chayiv. The seifam b'toya. The seif is talking about no. He thinks this lamb is a korban pesach. And he's bringing it down because he thinks you're allowed to do it. So that's called the Toyeh B'Tva Mitzvah. And according to Rabbi Shua, you put it from the Chattis. So the Gemara asks Chay Rabbi Yosef or Bavua. He was sitting in a big amount of people. Rashi says, he was among a lot of people. a lot of people. Omalei. So Rabbi Yosef asked him, Masnisin Mai, how do you learn Pshat now Mishnah here? Omalei answers back, Enechanami, I know your question, and the Teretz is, Reisha Boiker, the beginning of the Mishnah says the Yechayim is talking about the person knows it's a Korban Pesach, and he's Shechtin Bekavona L'Shem Shlomim. So that's talking Aveiru on the Yechayim. The Seifa says, Yepatzu Koron to Rabbi Shua B'toya, where the person made a mistake, that he thought this lamb is a Korban Pesach. That's why he's Shechtin it today. But really, it's a Korban Shlomim. So Rabbi Shua also swore Yepatzu from the Chattis. That's called you're making a mistake in the mitzvah, and according to your mistake, you're allowed to do it, so then you're potter from the chattis. So the Maratoni Mineh, he heard it over, Aboyim Zimna, 40 times. V'domelei command the mancha b'kisei. Then it's called, like we say, he has in his pocket. As we learn something 40 times, that's called you know it. After that, then he is able to say, he knows Pshan the Mishnah. I'm asking, before he heard it 40 times, he was still in doubt, is that really Pshan the Mishnah, is it not? He wasn't for sure. After 40 times, then he says, oh, now I got it in my pocket. Tanan, we learned. It says in our Mishnah, Omer Rebbe Lezer, Ma Rim Pesach. Rebbe Lezer is the Kasha to Rebbe Shur. Ma Bech Korban Pesach. Shemut Lishmoi, Yolara Shechtet Lishem Pesach. Kishashi Neshemai Chayiv, when you take the Korban Pesach and Shechtet Lishem Shlomim, Yechayiv on Shabbos, or Bezoi Zvochim, a regular Korban Shlomim. Shein Asurim Lishmon, if you Shechtet Shlomim and you know it's a Shlomim on Shabbos, treat it also. That was Rebbe Lezer's kasha. When you change around now this Korban Shlomim and do the same Korban Pesach, how could you say a potter? For sure you should be chayiv. That was Rebbe Lezer's kasha. Now, if you want to tell me now, if you want to tell me that the Seif is talking about we make some mistake, and the Reish is talking about the kavono, what's his kasha then? The reason why they're yichayiv, because you know what you're doing. You know clearly you're telling me now it's a Korban Pesach, and you're shechting with kavod l'shem shlomim, that's why you're chayiv. But the Sefer, when does Rav Yeshua say a potter? B'toya. The person made a mistake. The person thought, what kind of a Korban do I have here? A Korban Pesach. That's what he thought. So he thought he's doing something you're allowed to do. So that's why you potter according to Yeshua. So how could Rav Lezer ask the kasha back to Yeshua? Now the Gemara in Echnami, Rav Lezer take lo shoni le. Rav Lezer doesn't make a difference whether it's by kavon or by betoya, or by Rabbi Yeshua, the Shani Lei, the kasha of the Koran to Rabbi Yeshua, it doesn't make a difference. Lishn lehochi, why didn't Rabbi Yeshua answer back this? And the Gemara Hochi Kamalei, this is what Rabbi Yeshua answered back to Rabbi Lezer. Libdi, according to me, leidomi reisha. There's no kasha you're asking altogether, because reisha was boiker. There it's talking about what a guy has in mind willingly to change the Korban Pesach into a shlomim, then yichayiv. The sefer betoya. The Sefer, the reason why you say a potter in the Sefer is because the person made a mistake. He thought what he's shechting now is a Pesach, even though really it's a Shlomim. But since he thinks it's a Pesach, he thinks he's doing the right thing, and according to his Machshava, he's allowed to do it. That's called the Toyeh B'dvar Mitzvah. That's when they hold your potter. That's what Rabbi Yeshua himself holds. But he wants to answer, even according to you, Rabbi Lezer, that you say no, there's no difference between Toya and Akira. Still I can answer you. You know why Korban Pesach Yechayiv Shashin Eshmoi L'Dov Roser? Because the Reish is talking about you taking your Korban Pesach and you shechting L'Shem Shlomim, which is also to do on Shabbos. So you have no right to do the Shlomim on Shabbos. You're not allowed to shech the Shlomim on Shabbos. So what are you doing it for? You're shechting this Korban Pesach L'Shem Shlomim, now it's also. To Yom HaBizvochim HaShenkim, when you shech the Korban Shlomim Shashin Eshmom L'dovra mutor, that you're changing it around now, l'shem a Korban Pesach, that you are allowed to be a Korban Pesach today, maybe that's better. That's why Yeshua answered this back, Rabbi Yeshua. But he only answered Aliba the Rebbe Lezer. But according to him, there's a portion of Teretz. I'm only mata when the person's making a mistake, and the person mamish thinks that this is a shlomim. It is a Korban Pesach. That's why it's mutor. Omel Baita the Mishnah says, Omel Le Rebbe Lezer, Emurei Tzibu Yechicha, I bring your raya from a regular Shabbos. When you bring the Musvei Shabbos, if somebody makes a mistake and thinks his Korban is a Musaf, he's Chayiv. Shein Mutarim L'Shmon, if you shech the Musaf L'Shmon, it's Mutar. V'yashoichet L'Shmon Chayiv, if somebody takes the Korban Shlomim and shechts it on Shabbos, L'Shein Musvei Shabbos, he's Chayiv. So you see, you don't say he's making a mistake, he thinks he's doing a L'Shein Mitzvah. Omalei Rabbi Shua answered back, there's no Kashem. Lo, you know why a person that's doing it on Shabbos,
l'shei musvei Shabbos yitzchayiv shekein yesh tam kitzvah. Because how many misafim do we bring on Shabbos? We only bring two misafim, that's all. So you can't make a mistake and think, ah, I'm wasting doing the mitzvah. There's only two to do and that's all. So yom b'pesach, v'asheker on erev Pesach, shein lo kitzvah. There's no limit to how many misafim you can bring. You can bring thousands of them. So since you can bring thousands of them, the svar is your mamish being oisik and bringing a korban Pesach. So there we can understand why you made a mistake. We can understand it. Since the whole day it's on your mind, I have to bring korban Pesach today, korban Pesach, korban Pesach. So we can understand why the guy made a mistake. And he saw another lamb here, that he thought that lamb was a korban Pesach, even though really it's only a shlamim. But we can understand why he made a mistake. Because he can make a mistake because you do bring a lot of Pesachim today. That's on your mind. Mashenkin on Shabbos, that you only bring two musafim, you don't make mistakes about that. You should have known. Was the musaf brought here? You can't bring another carbon. Lameimer, what do you want to tell me now? The chalecha d'isle kitzva, whenever there's a sum, there's an amount, how many you do, mechayiv b'yeshua. That's not called a toya. That's called you should have known, and you're mechayiv if you do it on Shabbos. For the more avakasha now, for rei tinoikis, there's a case where two kids that have to have the meal on Shabbos. Or you have two, the moil has two kids in front of him to make the bris meal on. The Yeshlam Kitzvah, he only has two kids in front of him to make the bris milah on. The Ismail was invited to make two different brisim. That's all. Utsanam, we learned like this. Mishayaloi Shnei Tinoikis. A person, a moyel, has two brisim to make, two different kids to make the bris milah on. Echad lamoyloi achra Shabbos. One kid was born on Sunday, therefore the bris milah is supposed to be the next Sunday. They called him up in the middle of the week, Hetzachsi, on Sunday come make a bris milah. V'yechad lamoyloi b'Shabbos. In the same house, another kid was born, and that kid was born on Shabbos. So a kid to the same moel has these two jobs. He has a job to make a bris milah on Shabbos, and a job to make a bris milah on Sunday. V'shokach, the moel made a mistake now. O moel eshal achar haShabbos b'Shabbos. He made a mistake, and he made the bris milah on Sunday's baby on Shabbos. He is a locha chayiv. In such a case, he's chayiv, because it's not called he did a mitzvah. Because he made the milah now on the seventh day. The seventh day there's no mitzvah at all. Therefore, he's chayiv chatis. Mashenke in ech the other case. What about echad lamoyle b'erev Shabbos? One baby was born on Friday. The echad lamo b'Shabbos. And one baby was born on Shabbos. And for some mistake, on the Friday, the next Friday, he didn't make the bris milah. So it came Shabbos now. There were two babies there to make the bris milah on. The shachach, the moyle made a mistake. O moyle eshal erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. He made the bris milah on Shabbos on the Friday's baby. So the Maisa, he did do a mitzvah. It's called the milah shloi bismanu. It's the ninth day. If you make a milah on the ninth day, you mekayim the mitzvah. But this milah is not doich Shabbos. So what's the locha? Rebbe Lezer mechayiv chatis. Rebbe says, no, you're still chayiv chatis. Because you have no right to be doich Shabbos. A milah shloi bismanu is not doich Shabbos. You have no right to do it. You're chayiv chatis. If you have Yeshua poiter, Yeshua says, no, he's poiter. Because it's called the toyi b'dva mitzvah. Because Lamaisa, there's one baby here that you're supposed to make a bris milah on Shabbos. So this person is thinking about doing the milah on Shabbos, and he is allowed to make a milah on Shabbos. Just he made a mistake and did it on the wrong baby. So that's called, he's a toyi b'dva mitzvah. The kasher is, but how many babies are there? Only two. So there are only two babies. Why is he potter? He shouldn't be called a toyi. It's not like a korban Pesach. The whole day you think about, you have thousands of psachim to bring. Here there's only two babies. So it should be doyim to murei tzibur. And there Yeshua says, Yechayiv. We're talking about now where he made a mistake and he didn't make the bris milah on the baby that's supposed to be gemalt on Shabbos. So the ika hach the Shabbos the Torah bay. We're talking about now, like I said before, that he forgot to make the milah on Friday for some reason. He didn't make the milah on Friday. So to come Shabbos now, there are two babies in front of him. And Lamaisa, one baby, has the chiyuv to have the bris milah today. So that's called he's torid, he's worrying about doing that mitzvah. And now, he does the mitzvah, that's why he's put to contra Yeshua. Because there's a baby to be done today on Shabbos, so even though there's only one baby, but since there is a milah to make today, he's kind of thinking about that milah. So even though now he made a mistake and took the wrong kid, the kid that was born on Friday, but Lamaisa is called he's toy b'dva mitzvah, and he's doing a mitzvah, therefore he's put to. Mashenki, what's the case of a murei Shabbos, a murei tzibur? Hoch goin shekodem v'shachtin le murei tzibur. Bereisha, we're talking about the case that the bezdin, they brought the korban tzibur ready Shabbos morning. They brought it ready to musafim. And later somebody shechts another korban l'shem musafim. That's when you chayiv. Because there, you're not torah. There's no more korbanos to bring. you weren't allowed to bring it today. So even though the person made a mistake and he thought he's allowed to bring it, that's when you chayev according to Rabbi Yeshua. For the Gemara Yochi, if that's true, Rabbi Meir says like this. He also know, even if on Shabbos you shecht your korban shlamim and you made a mistake, you thought it's l'shem the tzibur, it's l'shem the musve Shabbos, still you potter. And Rabbi Meir says, afagav the kozim shechtin l'muri tzibur b'reisha. Even though in a case where they already shechted the musve Shabbos, there's no more korbanos to bring, still Rabbi Meir says yichai, you potter. So Rabbi Meir is saying a bigger chiddush than Rabbi Yeshua. Even in a case where you toye b'dva mitzvah and there's no mitzvah to be done, there's no kitzvah, there is a kitzvah, still you potter according to Rabbi Meir. For the Mar Kasha, for Atanya, Rabbi Chiya Amr Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Chiya said over the name of Rabbi Meir like this. Now Rabbi Meir holds lo nechlukur Rablezer Yeshua. There's no machlokes Rablezer Yeshua in a case where you made the meal on Shabbos al shehoyuloi shnei tinoikis, where a moyel had two babies to make the bris milah on. And the case was echad lama b'er Shabbos. One baby was a Friday baby. For echad lama b'Shabbos, one was a Shabbos baby. For shochach umol leshaler Shabbos the Shabbos. That for some reason he didn't make the meal on Friday. It was pushed off, and now on Shabbos there are two babies there. And if you shech the Friday baby on Shabbos, the chayiv. Rabbi Meir said according to both of them, you chayiv. Now, ma nechleko, where is the machlekes that Yeshua says you potter? I'll show you the other case. I'll show you shnei tinoikis, where the moyel had two babies to make the bris milah on. I'll tell you, echad lo molach Shabbos. One was a Sunday baby. For echad lo mo b'Shabbos, one was a Shabbos baby. For shochach umoyel, es shal acher ha-Shabbos b'Shabbos. And it came now on Shabbos, he made a mistake, and he made the milah on the Sunday baby, which the mice, it's not called doing a mitzvah at all, because today, for that baby, it's only the seventh day. He was born on Sunday, and you're making the milah on Shabbos, it's mamish not even mekayim the mitzvah. It's mamish leibiz manai. It's bekoidim is manai. Here, Reb Meir says it's a machlokes. The Reb Lezer mechayiv, Lezer says yechayiv. You didn't do any mitzvah. You did an aver, you made a chatichas basar, you over in Issa, you oikid dove migdulain. Yechayiv for making the chaticha on Shabbos. Reb Yeshua poit, Reb Yeshua says yepoter. This is the kasha. How could Reb Meir say in the first case, yechayiv, I Reb Meir says, by musvei Shabbos, yepoter? So first of all, the Gemara of the Kasha doesn't make any sense here. But Tizbra, is that a svar what you're saying? It's just the opposite it should be. Ma hosen, ma duch in the second case. The loyavet mitzvah. The second case is, you made the milah on the Sunday's baby on Shabbos. But you made a mistake and you made the milah on Shabbos on the seventh day. So did you do a mitzvah? No. But ma hosen, the second case, the loyavet mitzvah. You did not do any mitzvah because it's too early. Still, Rabbi Yeshua says, potter Rabbi Yeshua, how could Rabbi Meir say in the first case yichayiv? The kovid mitzvah in the first case where you have a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby, and you made a mistake on Shabbos and you made the meal on the Friday baby. That here you're doing a mitzvah. L'mais it's the ninth day. There's a mitzvah. How could you say yichayiv? How could that be? It's a stira. And the Gemara Amri the very Rabbi Yanai Reish Shatay is like this. Reish going shekoda memorial shel Shabbos bera Shabbos. The Reish is talking about that there was a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby. That on Friday they made a mistake and made the milah on the wrong kid. He made the Shabbos' baby on Friday, made the milah. So now when it comes on Shabbos, how many babies are left over? Just one baby. This baby is a Friday baby. That's not Deicha Shabbos. So now on Shabbos there are no brisim in front of him. That should be Deicha Shabbos. So therefore he's not called Torah but by mitzvah. That's why he's chayiv. He has no babies now that he's allowed to do on Shabbos. Because